Good morning. The reflection this morning is based on Luke chapter 4 verses 31 to 37. Jesus is back in Capernaum, an important trade city, or in Greek the word is polis. Capernaum had a population of 15,000, which was located on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. It is here that Jesus had previously worked some miracles and would have by now most certainly been known to its inhabitants. His near-death experience by a half-crazed mob in his hometown in Nazareth is now behind him, and he is undeterred in his mission to liberate all those who are oppressed by the powers of evil. On a holy day, the Sabbath, the Holy One of God confronts an evil spirit in the synagogue. It is interesting to note that this man was sitting in the synagogue, perhaps every Sabbath, with a demon in him. It would be foolishness to believe that the evil one stays out of a holy place or a holy person. The child sex abuse in the Catholic Church is evidence enough of the demons in many men who dedicated their life to holiness. The devil spares none. It is the presence of Jesus that disturbs the demons. There were many demons in him, as sometimes in us. And these demons begin to shriek. Simply put it, when we open the doors of our life to Jesus, the devil in us is confronted by the presence of the Holy One, and he who is silently ruling in our life, even as we occupy places in church, is now unsettled by the presence of Jesus. It is interesting to see how Jesus exorcises this man who may have not even realized that his life was taken over by the demons. Jesus does so gently, for scripture tells us that though the demon threw the man down before him, no harm is done to the man. When we are being released from the power of evil, the Lord is ever near, protecting us from harm. We are told that amazement swept the synagogue and then the city. This happened not merely because they stood in the midst of a wonder-working Messiah, but because this Holy One of God not only worked marvels, but spoke with authority. Luke presents Jesus as not merely a healer, but as the teacher. The words of Jesus spoken with authority are packed with a punch. He obviously teaches from his authority as the Holy One of God, a title that Luke repeats again and again in his gospel. When he teaches, Jesus does not have to quote others, for he is the teacher par excellence, perhaps a point of reflection for those of us who rely less on his divine words and more on human wisdom. Have a nice day, and God bless you.